I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Tonight, she quipped about a bar of soap, and is she afraid to throw some shade on this show? History says nope. It's Watch What Happens Live with Vivica A. Fox and Karen Huger now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse at a special time, still reeling from tonight's epic Potomac hoedown. My first guest is a talented actress, consummate spiller of tea, and user of the phrase toxic trick. You can watch her in The Wrong Mommy when it premieres on Lifetime Movie Network on Friday. Please welcome Vivica A. Fox. Great to see you. And say hi to Real Housewife of Potomac, the Grand Dame herself, Karen Huger. Hey, Karen. Everything good?
Everything's fantastic. I'm riding high these days.
Good. Everything good with you, Vivica A?
Fantastic.
Good. Okay, we have so much to talk about tonight. Over at the bar, he is a huge Potomac fan. He plays the genie in Aladdin on Broadway at the New Amsterdam Theater. Tonight, he's serving cocktails until we use our three wishes on aspen water and chicken fingers. Say hi to Michael James Scott. Hey, Michael. Good to see you. Started. Karen, you and Ray had a tough go of it last year with all the tax drama and stuff, but right. This season, you two are really reconnecting. Take a look.
Oh my goodness.
Ray and I are dating.
Love is in the air, baby.
I'm ready for love.
Well, you're looking good.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Is this correct?
No, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I'll drive. I'll be on the back.
When I married Ray, I was 30, Ray was 50. I'm 50 now, Ray's 70. But I have to say, we're still the same people.
At least I look cute in case I fall.
You look very cute.
I really can't imagine waking up without Ray. I want to make sure that we get 20 more years.
Very sweet.
True.
Karen, since you've been a bit of a mother figure to Candace.
Yes, I have.
I would like you to watch her fighting with both her husband and Monique tonight.
I don't want to!
And get your opinion on the other side. Watch this.
Just leave. Move.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Move.
I'm here to try and help you better your relationship with your mother. Because what you've been doing for 32 years hasn't worked now, has it?
It's my life! I'll move you myself if I have to.
Calm down.
Goodbye. You're literally doing the same things that she did last year, and you can't even see that.
So why don't you go over there? Since y'all are good friends now,
right here.
Go over there and be with her.
You're not going to talk to me like I'm a child.
Wait. You got a little girl.
Fighting with my mom, fighting with my husband. Now I'm fighting with all of my friends. Like, I don't want this kind of energy around me. I'm better than this.
Amen.
Is Amen. She, does she need to look in the mirror? It seems like she is.
I think Candace is looking in the mirror, and that's why I stood by her. There's a lot of good to Candace, and there's a lot of growth that needs to happen. But we all had someone as women to look up to mentor to, or to reach out to as a girlfriend that helped us become the women that we are. So I'm not abandoning Candace, but Candace got this, but she's got a lot of work to do, and she knows it.
There you go. All right, your questions for Vivica and Karen are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. Ooh. First, on tonight's Potomac, the explosive allegations against Michael went public, sending shockwaves through Potomac. And here's what all the drama with Ashley's husband caused a stir among the wives. Watch.
Oh, hell no.
Allegedly grabbed cameraman's butt.
Have you seen the news today?
It is crazy because that was at the Rainbow Party.
The bottom line said he could go to jail.
11 years for grabbing a butt.
A little pop-up came up about Mr. Michael. Apparently he's getting sued.
We had a preliminary case and the judge threw it out.
Oh, you know all about this.
How humiliating is that to have another grown man grope your butt?
Consent is everything.
Right.
But you and Michael are okay?
Yeah, we're actually stronger than ever.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
I would love to be able to tell you what's going on, but unfortunately I can't share with you. I just encourage you to wait for the truth.
Okay, so now the charges were dropped. What was your initial reaction to all this?
You know, first of all, it's not Ashley that's doing all of this. This is Michael, allegedly Michael, that's doing all of this. So my thing was, because of our past, Ashley and I have a rocky past, but we were working on becoming better. So because of his past history, though, I simply believed it. I think it's possible. But allegedly, the charges have been dropped and he's cleared, and I hope he learned his lesson.
Okay, second, Katie invited all the ladies to her farm for what was supposed to be a fun and carefree hoedown, and the group leaned into the theme by having a cow beating a dead horse and running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Oh. Here's what, now that I've used up all of my farm idioms, take a look at the bombs that were dropped at Katie's hoedown. There you go.
I was also told by you that Ashley does not ever want to speak to me again.
Karen, just remember, you have quite a few skeletons in your closet.
No, if I were you, I would ratchet it down and you need to go through your life.
I'm done talking. I'm done talking. Because you all are being f***ing hypocrites.
Same, you don't even like it. I've been saying.
You don't.
And she knows so that.
Yeah, walk away.
Don't start. I will still drag you.
Oh, you going to drag me now?
I will drag you.
Now you going to drag me, Monique?
All right,
drag me.
You need to grow the f*** up.
Stop.
Drag me, Monique.
Well, I can't talk about it. Karma is a bitch, honey.
But the IRS and stuff about
you. You know what? And, so and clanky clank.
Really?
The bar soap?
Yeah.
You might want to help your husband.
That was good.
It was real.
It was real.
I love that one.
Clankety clank.
Oh, my God.
Did you?
I own it.
Did you feel like, you know, by the way, Ashley says karma's on her side.
What do you all think?
Okay.
I don't know.
Finally, Watch What Happens Live historians will note that Vivica A. Fox always shows up to the clubhouse locked and loaded with tea and ready to name names, but tonight she may not have to. Here's what, Vivica A. Fox, you are about to be in the blind spot. Take these Ramona eyes. I have questions which you can answer without naming any names, unless, of course, you want to. Then you can go for it. Okay, what is the meanest thing a celebrity has ever said to you?
I'm not a good kisser.
Really? A co-star said that to you?
Just because I had lipstick on, and like we should have talked about it before.
Okay.
So the lipstick's got on his teeth. Yeah.
Other than weed, what's the hardest drug you've ever seen a celebrity do?
Plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth. It was the 80s.
Coke. Okay. Have you ever felt one of your co-stars was undeserving of his or her role? If so, why? Yes, you have. And why? Just because they couldn't act, or?
I just felt that it suited them, to be honest with you.
Do you know any celebrities who have slept their way into the industry? Yes. What's the worst way in which you've witnessed a celebrity mistreat his or her personal assistant?
Had them pick up dirty unmentionables.
All right, thank you very much. In the blind spot. All right. Okay, you have your sight again. Okay, let's go to the phones. Annabelle from Texas. Hey, Annabelle, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. I can't wait for BravoCon.
Yeah.
But my question is for Vivica. So in honor of your long movies, which Real Housewife do you think constantly makes mistakes or is always wrong? Mm.
Is there a Real Housewife that you think constantly makes mistakes or is usually wrong? I have a feeling I know who you're going to say.
Who makes mistakes and is constantly wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to get in trouble. NeNe.
NeNe, really? You think so? Why, based on her behavior at the last reunion or?
Just some of the shows, some of the things that I've seen. I've been kind of like, wow, why did that happen? Mm. And, you know, to see friendships fractured. NeNe, I love you. I do, girl.
Yeah, you've been on the show with her.
Yes,
yeah,
I have.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Wow. All right, okay, let's go to Erica from Chicago for Karen Huger. Erica, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, love you.
Love you back.
Karen, why do you think Ashley was so nonchalant about the allegations against Michael being all over the news?
I think because Ashley knew. If you look at the footage, she knew about it. She says that in this episode.
But then why be nonchalant if you're saying she knew?
Because she wants to put up a front that, as any wife should, you want to believe your husband is innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
And so she did the right thing on that one.
You feel she did the right thing?
I think she did the right thing because she's in a vulnerable position.
Have you reached out to her since she had the baby, by the
way? I wished Ashley immediately. I text her because, you know, we are working on our relationship. We are not very close friends, but I wished her the absolute best with her new bundle of joy. I did.
Missy P emailed Vivica, what is your current relationship status with Kenya Moore?
You guys always know how to go there, huh? Yeah. It's non-existent, but can I say this? I'm very happy that she has a baby. The baby's really cute.
Yeah.
And that I'm happy that she's entering a new chapter, but.
All right, let's go to Alexa from New York. Hey, Alexa, what's your question?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy, I love you, love you, love you.
Thank you.
My question is for Vivica. Vivica, also a huge fan of yours as well. Also
thank you.
Love you. So my question is, what was it like backstage at Face the Truth after Farrah Abraham failed her drug test? And what is your opinion of her today?
Farrah. She was in huge denial, to be very honest with you. She was pissed at us, and she thought that we had tainted her drug test. I was like, oh, so somebody else just went pee in your cup, and we just brought it out here.
Right.
And so it was sad, and then she said she wanted to fight me, and I was like, no. You know I trained for Kill Bill, right?
Right.
But come on, because you threw. She tried to knock out a water bottle, and her thumb was out with the punch.
Oh,
so bad. Yeah. So, but you know, I pray for Farrah, and I hope that she gets better, especially because she's got a young daughter that she's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. On next week's Potomac, Monique, Candace, and Karen bring their husbands to a triple couples dinner, but the topic of conversation is a couple that is conspicuously absent. Here's a sneak peek.
I actually met up with Ashley. And she said the whole experience has actually brought them together even more.
Well, he could go to jail.
They're going off of the mindset of it didn't happen.
Where did it happen at?
At the Rainbow Party. Supposedly this happened when we were calling for Michael. He was inside the basement.
Do you have cameras in the basement?
I don't. Well, as much as we're mic'd up and the other cameras are on us, I'm sure somebody would have heard it.
You gotta have a witness.
You have to have somebody to back up what you're saying.
Do we have any witnesses?
All right. Okay. Let's go to Carrie from Long Island for Vivica A. Fox. What's your question, Carrie?
Andy Warhol Cohen. What's going on, man?
Thanks. How you doing, buddy?
So my question is for Vivica.
Okay.
Vivica, what was your reaction to 50 Cent body shaming Wendy Williams on Instagram after World Pride?
Oh, he body shamed Wendy Williams after World Pride.
When isn't he trolling?
What was your reaction to him?
I just thought that was just kind of like, okay. I mean, it's easy bait. She's happy. She's looking the happiest I've ever seen her. So if he don't like how her pee is shaped, move on.
There you go. You were great on the Wendy Williams show recently.
Thank you. I enjoy Wendy. She was not.
I don't want to say she was tough on you, but she was coming at you, and
she
you were
came.
Very.
Well, that she came, and you know what? We had this moment that was real about two grown women being honest with one another, and I think we got the friendship out of it.
Yeah, that was nice. Cool. That was really good. Let's go to Marcella from Chicago. Hey, Marcella, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Karen.
Okay.
I just wanted to know why you were so forthcoming about your perfume with strangers. But wouldn't share any details with Giselle, and what is your friendship like with her today?
Well, you know what? Honestly, any person, not just women, who, you know, are creating a business, don't discuss the details, even with the dearest friends, until it's a done deal.
Okay.
And so that was my thing. That's how I chose to do it. And that's how Giselle herself did it. We didn't see anything in advance from Giselle, but when there was an end product, we saw it. And why Giselle would ask, you know, something of me that shouldn't have been asked, I don't know. And how we are today. Giselle is an old friend with, you know, a lot of old ways of stirring up the pot.
Yes.
That is not for me. And it's like a woman with a split personality. So she's good and she's bad.
Wow.
So I accept.
So you kinda know what you're going to get?
I never know what I'm going to get with Giselle. But you know what? I like her and I accept both of her.
All right, you accept both of her. I love it. It is game time, everybody. Between 80s bunko nights, s'mores and whores, and about 500 white parties, the only thing more guaranteed than the Housewives having a theme party is that S will go down at that Housewife theme party. So it's time to play Rate That Craze Theme Party Edition. I'm going to show you two some iconic clips of Bravo celebrities dressing each other down while dressed to the theme party nines. We are all going to rate each of those with these scorecards, 10 being the craziest.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
Very fun. Here we go. Let's go to the first. This is the 80s party on OC. Let's see.
You are smoking crack.
I have no idea. What's
no idea.
What's
that? No, no, I have no idea.
When I
smoke that,
when I
take
care of other pieces of shit, I'm out.
Okay, this one I always love. I'm giving it a 10. You're giving it a 9. You're giving it a 9. Let's go to Atlanta, the Pillow Talk Party.
Ooh. Oh. I tried to freak them up.
You put your hands on me, that will drag that hoe
with
you.
You got business.
You want to stab me?
Oh, my God. Jesus, don't do that. I will drag you in this bitch.
Ooh, that was too upsetting for me. I just, 10 and a 7. Okay. Okay, what about the solstice party in New Jersey?
Okay. Ooh. Bring the family together.
You bring the family together, Miss Matriarch.
Are you kidding me?
Apologize to me.
Don't tell me to apologize. Bro, talking to you is like talking to this hard.
No, Teresa, you have it very confused.
Goodbye.
I love the things on the forehead. 9, 10, 9. All right, very good. What about the OC 70s party?
No wonder why you
cheated on your wife.
Weren't you cheating on your husband?
Who?
It was you!
Who?
So don't you dare talk about having affairs, you scumbag! You!
You're so f***ing ugly!
Okay, very good. Atlanta, the girls and gays party.
Okay.
Worry about your life and the daughter you pimp out for John Legend tickets. See whose dick she'll suck for John Legend tickets.
No, damn.
Again, too ugly for me. I don't like the ugly. I like the funny, not the ugly. Okay, very good. They didn't care for that. Okay, white party in Dallas. Okay. Let's see this.
You and I ain't never gonna be friends. You wanna know why? Because you're fake as f. It's called F-A-F. Oh, I hope it smells like dog shit. You gotta lick it up. Oh, Careful.
Hold on, I changed there was more. I give it 3 because of my nerves are shot.
Yeah, I'm a 2. Well, we're all over the map here. All right, it looks like the 80s party in OC. Oh, wow, you have a 3-way tie. That's great. Karen, Mary J. texted, why did you high-five Robin for bringing up that comment about Michael?
Well, let's talk about that because I don't want that misunderstood. I was high-fiving Robin for a personal moment of victory for Robin. Robin finally found her voice. And honestly, she was being pulled at and, you know, Ashley tried to get her to recant what she heard. And Robin stood her ground. And I was proud of Robin, not celebrating what Ashley was going through, but proud of Robin for finding her voice.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
There is some good, with all the fighting, there is weirdly a lot of sisterhood that develops this season.
A lot of sisterhood.
Yeah.
And a lot of respect.
Yeah. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to my guest, Vivica A. Fox, because even by Clubhouse standards, the woman holds a black belt in shade on this show. Ooh. We're celebrating 10 years, so we gotta celebrate Vivica.
Oh
once.
My Woo. God.
50 Cent blamed the second season ratings dip on gay stuff.
Pot calling the kettle back. Black is all I'm saying.
What is your relationship like with Kenya now?
About the whole engagement thingy. Oh. You know, yet another stunt. And I wish he would stop. But I thought Phaedra and I were cool. She texted me. I just thought that was so fake. I was like, bitch, really?
What would it take for you and 50 Cent to reconcile?
No, that ship has sailed. I mean, he's got a great body. And
yeah, he's got a good body.
Bank account sometimes.
Yeah.
Before it gets...
Right. All right. You got some good looks on this show, too. Tonight's Shackle goes to my guest, Karen Huger, for stepping up her wig game this season and depriving us of moments like this.
Oh, yes.
Hold on, damn it. Hold on.
We need moments like that. I want to thank Vivica, Karen, and Michael for being here. Vivica A. Fox and The Wrong Mommy premiering this Friday at 8 on Lifetime Movie Network. Karen Huger stars on The Real Housewives of Potomac Sundays at 8 on Bravo. Michael James Scott is Aladdin at the New Amsterdam Theater. He is the genie in a bottle. Okay, let's go to Melinda from Colorado. Hey, Melinda, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. I have a question for Karen.
Okay.
Who do you think is more in the wrong with all the Michael claims? Giselle for instigating it at dinner or Robin for spilling the beans?
Let me be... I think if you look at Robin and Giselle together, they're owning it. They both stirred the pot. They both brought the news to us. Mm. But it was Robin that did give us the information. And I got to say, I'm grateful to Robin for being the deliverer, because unlike Giselle, she's constantly telling the truth. Okay. Giselle, you know, often will, you know, twist the truth for humor or effect. Mm. But Robin was walking in her truth. So I don't think there's any beans that are spilled. I think if you don't give it, they don't have it. And so, meaning, allegedly Michael did this, and thank God the charges have been dropped because he's starting a new chapter in his life. But the truth is, I do believe that something happened. And so there were no beans being spilled. Whether it was in joke for fun, I don't know. But I certainly believe that, you know, there's no fun without consent.
All right, let's go to Jonathan from Chicago. Hey, Jonathan, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for the grande dame, Miss Karen Huger.
Okay.
And that is, do you think all of this drama could have been avoided if Candace never questioned Ashley's desire to have a baby?
No, not at all. You mean at the dinner table? Let me ask you the question. Was he asking at the drama at the dinner table? I think there's a rift between Ashley and Candace that needs to be resolved. Two grown women need to sit down and have a talk and not bring it to the group all the time. I think what happened was you get a lot of confusion when you go to, say, Giselle to tell her what Ashley said, or Ashley goes to somebody else. I think I need these women to, we need to sit down and keep talking to each other.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to do that in a few weeks.
I know.
Let's go to Erica from Virginia. Hey, Erica, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I'd love to ask Vivica. Vivica, do you know yet if you'll be making an appearance on the last season of Empire? And when was the last time you spoke to Jussie Smollett?
Yes, Candace, that bougie bitch, will be back for the final season. That's how you're talking about Candace.
I know.
Yes,
I know.
Was like, yeah.
I know you were having a moment.
So that's fun. And unfortunately, no, I haven't spoke to Jesse, but he's still family and I love him.
Very good. All right, I want to thank Vivica and Karen and Michael for more cooking on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.